This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio.
Give me the strength to get up. Asian White Hits.
This is the Jeanette J. John Show on Asia Pop Radio, and you have made it to Friday, people. Friday.
Fried eggs.
Friday.
Frida.
This is the Jeanette J. John
She's
Show.
Got a lovely
Thank you for
hat.
Having us. There is a person out our studio wearing a lovely hat. It matches your
it's
lovely
padded.
Eyes. It doesn't at all. It is padded.
Yeah.
It's like the cell that you go back into when we let you get home. We've got a great show coming up. We're going to be speaking to Japandaman, Silhouettes and Nico as part of Asia Toppers event that's happening
Ooh.
This tonight, actually, in Melbourne.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is awesome Asia Festival from like January to April.
February, April.
Right through. Like it's a huge, really long festival. And there's this great event happening every Friday night this month for Melbourne fans of
yes.
Asian Pop. The Asian Pop Courtyard
Wowza.
At the Immigration Museum. So you can go along and hear a heap of different J-pop, K-pop, mixing it up with the DJs and
yes.
some performances. And you can go into the Immigration Museum to learn about that while you're there.
Yes.
How cool is that?
That's so awesome.
Those guys are coming up a little bit later on. We've got some good music on the show that you've chosen tonight. Can
yes.
you share that, Jeanette?
Some Anger Demas remix.
Nice.
Some
of a Pekin Duck song.
Yes. Some Sway. Some Missia.
Great.
Missia Sway.
Yeah, I'll go with
Who
that.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Da, 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 da.
Anyway. We have the Rampage from Exile Tribe.
Oh, new stuff to the Asian Pop Radio playlist.
And I just want to say we got a back to back.
A back to back.
Perfume.
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 The J-pop girls.
Why are you looking outside? I'm really scared.
Our guests have arrived.
Oh.
I'm just making sure that
everyone's just looking
after
at us
and stuff. It'll be okay. It'll all be all right.
I feel like we're in a zoo.
I know. Everyone's always like waiting for that red light to go off to know that we've stopped talking. It'll be
we're
okay.
We're being laughed at,
I know.
Chase.
They know we're talking about them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
look,
I know.
I'm so scared. Now,
yeah.
It's funny because their heads
confusing.
Just move up and down.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like the clown things. They should put a ball in their mouth. No, that's not. All right. Anonymous Mistake from Malaysia. Sam Willows from Singapore, just
Yay!
Over the causeway. We're going to be playing them both back to back. So lots coming up on
lots
the show.
And lot.
Keep listening. We're going to go into our first track, Jeanette, which might very well be the one you mentioned earlier.
Anger Demas.
Shuffle Papers.
Remix. Is that the song? No. Wow, it sounds so great.
Jeanette J. John, Asian
Jeanette
Pop Radio.
Jeanette and Jijon.
This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio, and that was our favourite boys, BTS, with Blood, Sweat and Tears.
Ooh.
All the things that go into this show. I'm going to share my microphone with you so you can talk.
I know, it looks like we're making out. Yeah. You're uncomfortable.
All right, cool, cool. We have some very special guests in the studio. My microphone's rocking, so I'm just going to go with it. And we would like to welcome back to the studio some people that we spoke to last year ahead of the Bubble Pop night.
Mm-hmm.
We have Japandaman, Silhouette and Nick. Hello, guys.
Hey. Hi. Great to be back. Thank
Yay.
You, guys.
How are you all?
Good.
Very well.
Tired. Caffeinated.
Yeah.
So, Demand and I are tired, and Sil is caffeinated to the
yes.
pump
in. Do you have a general caffeine rule? Because I won't allow myself to have coffee after 2 p.m.
Oh, really?
Yeah. After listening to 2 p.m., that's
okay.
Yeah, totally.
No, I've recently learned not to have coffee after 10 p.m. because then
cutting
I'll just...
Cutting it pretty fine.
Yeah, cutting it pretty fine. But we had dinner recently and I had a coffee at about 10, 11 p.m. and I was just awake at about 5 a.m. watching K-pop videos.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to have to get up in 2 hours. But,
oh,
you know.
No.
I blame the K-pop, not the coffee.
My opposite.
Because once you get
it.
On the loop, it's all
it's
over. I found dramas. Oh, I found videos. Oh, dance video.
Not the dramas. Not the dramas.
Do you know any of these weird people that have to have a coffee before they go to bed or else they won't sleep?
How does that work?
No, that's
I don't know.
That's
like,
that's
I used to work in a venue that, you know, we had, I mean, we used to have so much coffee because we could drink what we wanted, right? And one particular woman, like, she'd finish at 11 o'clock at night. She'd go, all right, I'm going to have my coffee and then off I go.
Okay.
But she said if she didn't have a coffee, she wouldn't sleep.
That's just wrong.
Maybe she's going to bed.
Maybe.
Maybe she was doing the other job.
Yes.
And you're a chef that used to have at least 20 coffees a day.
That's nuts.
That's bad for your mouth.
Like, I've gone to the doctor before. I don't know why, though. I feel so like sick. Like, I can't sleep at night. And then, like, how much coffee are you having?
Why am I shaking all the time?
Coca-Cola with dinner. What's going on? Like,
exactly. Not a good thing.
Yeah. So, fun story.
Oh, totally. A little bit off track there. But
just got past Christmas. Did you go away? What did you do? Where did you go?
Christmas, New Year's.
The Christmas break.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. I went to, my wife, we went to Japan.
Yeah.
And spent Christmas.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Now you're saying I remember the photos.
Yeah. There you go.
I think I liked them.
Yes, I think you did as well. So yeah, it was really nice.
A little.
There was no snow, but that was okay. It was really cold each day. It was about, 5 degrees, 6 degrees.
Oh,
so,
wow.
That's so weird because I was there just before they left, and the day I left, I think it was like start of November, something like that, it actually snowed.
Amazing.
So they didn't get snow for Christmas.
No snow in Tokyo at all, which was a bit
of
a downer.
Does it ever snow in Tokyo? It does, right?
Yeah. They say it does.
You just saw the snow.
Yeah.
I left the day there's snow.
Yeah. I thought she meant flying away, going over the mountains and had snow. No.
It's not rare. It's not rare, but it's not common. It's somewhere in between.
Right.
So yeah, so we saw no snow. It's uncommon.
It's in common.
In common.
In common.
So no snow, but Japan's always beautiful, and it was just good seeing what they do for Christmas and Christmas Eve, which is more like a couples event.
Yeah, it's like a Valentine's.
Yeah, day, it's right? Very different, and New Year's is just like a family event, so you see families.
Okay.
At the local temples and it's just a lot of my time, I guess, just playing with different. I guess different songs, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't work, and just generally
DJing.
Yes. DJ. Well, what DJing. Came first, yes. The DJing or the K-pop? So, were you a DJ before, and then you got into K-pop, or did K-pop inspire you to become a DJ?
I would say K-pop inspired me to become a DJ. Years ago, I'm talking like 1990. Yeah. When I was still into
mixtapes.
Yeah, I was still into my R&B life, and I like my friend had like the old Technics SL-1200, and so he was a DJ.
I think we've got some in that room down there.
Yeah. So he taught me on those, but then it was years, and then once I got into K-pop.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
He was no longer friends anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And then I was just
just listening to Insomnia by Faithless.
Still a classic.
I just wanted to get into it and I just liked the idea of just just mixing the music and just making different sounds.
So pretty much with your friend, but mostly self-taught, like in the later years.
Yeah. Now it's. I mean, like before I bought my equipment, I used software based. And it pretty much does it all for you. But sometimes it doesn't get it right. So you got to tweak it a bit.
Okay.
But it wasn't the same thing. I really wanted to get my own equipment.
Cool.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So what?
So I started out DJing and actually started out goth DJing, still goth DJing, but massive, massive difference to what I DJ now.
Yeah.
And I got into, my mum actually introduced me into J-pop and then K-pop
by
making me watch SBS Pop Asia.
Her mum is awesome,
My mum's really cool. Yeah. I one day hope to dream to grow up to be as cool as her.
Oh, that's awesome.
So she introduced me to all of that, and then I just became addicted, and then met these guys along my travels as well, and they adopted me. So I DJ, and as well, perfect segue, I'm also now part of a dance troupe run by Mila. I'm so smooth.
So I basically teach dance for a living now, specifically K-pop only. It's cool.
That's
living the dream.
Yes, I am living the dream, funnily enough. It started off as a part-time thing, but now it's sort of started expanding.
Wow.
I performed for Melbourne Central over Chinese New Year.
Fantastic.
SBS Pop Asia at that festival thing they had going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo. So that was really kick-ass. And can I say ass on the radio?
Oh, yeah. It's internet radio. You can say what you want.
And name drop away.
Bum shit crap.
Hell damn fire. Yeah. Totally. And we've just recently, as Sil said, formed a dance crew.
Great.
We've decided to name ourselves the Spicy Kimchis.
Oh, no.
Oh, what?
We thought that would be pretty good.
I reckon at some stage we need to collaborate. You guys need to teach us some basic. I mean, Jeanette's down pat. She'll know what to do, but
she's
got
the skills.
I can't even Gangnam style. I just can't. I'm terrible.
Okay.
And so often, like when you get to the start of the year, New Year's resolutions, I think, no, I'm going to have to learn a K-pop dance this year. Totally. So you guys might be the ones to make it happen.
How about we start with Lucifer by Shiny?
Yeah.
Something easy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can set up a camera and have like a video podcast and we can...
Oh, look. Yeah. I think it's going to happen.
That was
going to
happen. That would be spicy.
We're going to go to a track and we're going to come back and talk about an event that you're all involved in tonight, this Friday. Yay! Janae, J. John, Asian Pop Radio. This is the Janae and J. John Show on Asian Pop Radio, and we have in the studio with us a bunch of people that are part of an event that's happening to coincide with Asia Topper, the Asia Pop Courtyard events. Woo! Every Friday night across February at the Immigration Museum in Melbourne.
That's right.
How exciting is this, guys?
Yeah,
super exciting.
So for those that are unfamiliar with, I guess, the festival in general, what's the festival about?
Okay, so the festival basically, so this is what goes on during February at the Immigration Museum. I believe it's every year. A couple of years ago, it was like a Mexico or a Mexican theme.
Oh, okay.
So they had you know, bands and, Mexican foods. And we weren't
invited to that one.
Yeah. No, we were invited. So.
You had to stay home by yourself and eat tacos.
Yes.
I will happily do that.
and this year just turns out that it's Asian pop.
Yeah.
So they're having Asian pop like a courtyard.
Fantastic.
And there'll be music and food.
Karaoke.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which I might do badly.
Right, yes, we love karaoke. And just generally a whole bunch of entertainment events themed around Asian pop.
I believe I saw that a few of the other performers that are happening from the festival more broadly are going to be performing on the night and on different nights as well. So nice diverse mix of things. And I think this is a perfect idea, and they're very clever because for years I've walked past the Immigration Museum or I've gone over the bridge that leads kind of to Flinders Street over the Yarra and seen all those stats of where people have come from in our city. Yeah. And so often I say, I'm going to go to the Immigration Museum one day. I'm going to find out about my family. Never do.
This is a good reason, right?
Yeah. Cool.
Exactly.
Cool, but
yeah.
So you go there for, the Asian pop and you find out about your family.
I might find out who my real family are.
Maybe. One can hope.
Yeah, one can hope. Well, that's amazing. So you're not there every Friday night, are you?
No, so basically
We are.
Wow.
When I say we, I mean, Silhouette and myself.
Pitching
so we're
tent,
there.
Sleeping under the DJ decks. I'm set. No.
So it runs for 5 weeks.
Great, yeah.
We're only on for 4 weeks. I say only, it's nothing, but yeah. So we're there for 4 weeks.
I only do 4 weeks.
Yeah. So beginning with this Friday.
Yep.
And then the next three Fridays after that. So
fantastic.
We're there.
Fantastic. Yeah. Wow. And you can just rock up. You can come off the street.
Exactly.
You don't need to go into the museum. You can just sit there and chill to K-pop.
It's a free event. You can go there just to this courtyard area and, there'll be food.
Drink,
there'll
be
entertainment. Yeah.
Bus right out the front. They'll have
bars. I mean, exactly.
Perfect
so,
location.
But make sure you come in the second week because that's when the Spicy Kimchi Dance Crew will be performing.
Really?
So you have to come and support us. Yes. No, we debuted last weekend.
Oh,
but that was only a minor thing. This is a big debut.
Yeah, this is our official debut.
This is the event.
The big howling deal.
Yes.
So I can't say that other word.
This is the event. This is, if you want to see the spicy kimchis, this is the one.
Fantastic.
So February 10th?
Yeah, something like that.
Week two.
I don't know dates.
Week two. So next Friday.
Excellent. All right, well, very easy to find. Obviously, just go to the website of the Immigration Museum.
That's
or you
correct.
Go to the Facebook page for Asia Topper.
Yep.
We're going to be talking to those guys throughout February and March to hear about other events that they've got coming up. It's going to be amazing, and I think it's a great, diverse event. So, very cool.
Just one last thing also. Students can actually present their student cards at the event to receive special meal deals and student happy hour discount drinks between 5 and 6 p.m. each night.
Wow. So they get happy meals.
I'm assuming 18 and plus. Oh, 18 plus
special extra
students.
Happy meals.
Yeah. Special meal deals. Did I say happy meals?
Yeah.
No, you. Anyway, hopefully those happy deal happy hour drinks are a little bit more affordable than what they were at Singapore Zoo the other day. I was at Singapore Zoo a couple of weeks ago, and I cannot get over the fact that they had jugs of tiger beer for $50.
What?
$50?
Whoa, tiger.
I know, right? Tiger beer. Don't get me wrong. Tiger beer is okay, but
$50.
Okay. I don't know.
Maybe they give you a
kid. And then my friend that volunteers at the zoo said, would you believe that they make 25% of their overall money from the drinks and food, beverage.
Hang on, but who goes goes to the zoo to get drunk?
Well, this is Singapore Zoo. It's a pretty cool place, right? There was about 5,000 or 6,000 people like waiting for the night safari to get in. Like, it was just banked up. It was like going to the MCG on the weekend to see it, to see a football game. I couldn't believe it. But so you could imagine how much money they're making.
So clearly, Singapore Zoo is the place
Singapore
to be.
Singapore is very expensive for drinks. If you are looking for a drinking holiday, I suggest going elsewhere.
Okay. That's amazing.
All right, guys, do you want to also remind us of your social media avenues so we can find out about your work?
Ah, okay. So you can find me as Japandaman. So I'm on Facebook.com Japandaman Dailies, or alternately, you can just go to Facebook.japandaman.com.
Excellent.
Lovely. I can be found as Silhouette Dearmore on Facebook, so .com/SilhouetteDearmore, or on Instagram, it's just Silhouette_Dearmore.
Excellent.
And I am on Facebook under K-pop Dance Melbourne. Pretty much can't get simpler than that. Just search for it. It'll be the only thing on there, and that's me.
Excellent. Guys, thanks so much for coming in, and hopefully we can have you in again soon. I'm assuming Bubble Pop will be back.
Bubble
at
Pop.
Some stage.
Bubble Pop will be back this year.
We have things brewing. Yes, bubbling.
We were actually planning before we came in.
Yes.
There's
so
special.
So things are afoot.
Yes, $50 Tiger beer. Yeah.
Yes.
Only for J-John. Yes. Everyone else, $20. All right, we're going to go to some J-Pop. Part now, favourite of Jeanette's, All I Want to Do on Asian Pop Radio. This is the Jeanette and J. John Show on Asian Pop Radio. That was our girls' perfume with Spring of Life, and we've got another track coming up from them right after this because we felt like it. We just felt like
We felt like it.
Yeah. Other things that we'd like to... Siobhan's on the line.
Hi.
How are ya?
I'm good.
Good.
What's with the accent? The super talker.
I just kind of went there.
Ooh. She giving you sass.
I'm calling out on it.
Siobhan.
Yes.
The lady that's in front of me right now, Jeanette.
Yes.
She was talking earlier on in the program about Resident Evil. I think that was yesterday, right? Were you talking about it yesterday or today? I can't remember. What are your thoughts?
Well, play the first 40 minutes of it. I don't know how I feel about it because Resident Evil 1 to 6 were all about zombies and now it's all about ghosts.
Siobhan, let me story you right now. Wait till you play the whole game. Wait, do you know the backstory of it though?
I don't.
Okay, cool. So it takes place after what? The last Resident Evil happened. So it's in 2017 now. And it's basically like... No, if I tell you, it'll spoil everything. Just play it out. At first, it seems all really, like, really crazy.
Basically, the boat hits the iceberg, they all go down.
How did you know? Do you know there's a boat in the plot? What's wrong with you, James?
I didn't know. Anyway... Shaz, some amazing stuff's happening for you and Bridget on Chopsticks and BS. And you've just been caning it. I think you're up to like week 6 or something now. Is that right?
Yes.
Amazing. You know, they said it wouldn't last. It has. You've proved your critics wrong. No, there were no critics.
Well, you are your own critic, aren't you?
I think so. I think we're our worst critics sometimes, aren't we?
I think we are.
Yeah. I hate mail aside for J-John. How's it been going? You've been having fun?
Yeah, no, it's been lots of fun. I'm definitely learning along the way. I'm having some fun conversations with Bridget. I'm learning a lot about her and I'm, you know, learning a lot about the community.
All over a big glass of milk.
How did you know?
Why are you gonna be like this?
Yeah.
Why?
Because Chaz was telling me that she was making a cake shaped as a glass as a carton of milk for Bridget.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Doesn't listen to our show.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah. Make sure she doesn't listen on Friday.
But low key, make sure she
listens. It's funny because I've actually got a carton of milk in my hand. I was drinking.
Why?
Why
do you have
come
this
back to
here?
Milk? Oh, my God. What's on the show this week, Siobhan?
Well, we talk about RTX. It's coming up this weekend. What is?
You're involved. What's it about? Tell us.
What do you want to know?
Hold on. If you don't know anything about RTX, you've been under a rock.
I have been under a rock.
Wow. So RTX is the convention of Rooster Teeth and... The only other place that RTX is in Austin, which is where they're based, Austin, Texas. And it came to Sydney last year. So this is the second year. Rooster Teeth are famous for ruby, which keep calling red, white, black, yellow, but I think it's red, white, blue, yellow or something.
I think it's blue, yellow.
Yeah, I think it's blue, yellow too. Yeah, and they also have Achievement Hunter is another little sub kind of company off it,
right.
Subgroup thing.
Yeah,
cool. And they play video games.
Right. So you said that about 800 people applied and they only had got down to, a shortlist of 100 volunteers or something?
Yeah, and majority of those 100 volunteers that made it are from the previous year because they give you first priority. So it was very hard to get new voluntarancy.
Well, you did well, Shaz.
You squeezed your way through.
So don't you know who I am? I'm Siobhan from Chopsticks and BS.
Same. That's my favourite.
I think it would have lost her.
Yeah.
I think like those Martians from
Independence
Day have got it.
That's what happens when you play Resident Evil 7.
Oh, Shaz. I'm going to try and get her back. You know, calling New South Wales is quite a challenge for us is over the border.
Do a little squeaky fart.
Your call is important to us. Please hold. Live radio.
You just welcome back. Like,
good to have you
an
with
alien.
Us.
Alien.
On the show this week, Shaz.
Yeah.
You freaked her out because she's been playing Resident Evil and then this shit happened.
They intercepted the call.
The call, you turned into an alien.
Yeah, I know, right? It's what I do. It's how I roll. It's a good wind-up, isn't it?
I'm like an alien for you.
When you've got a guest and they, you know, they've overstayed their welcome, you just turn into an alien.
Did it sound the same to you, though?
That's what happens when I haven't had my milk, Chaz. I just go to...
Your milk cake.
A bad place, yeah. What's on the show today? What's on the show this weekend? Tomorrow, Saturday. Well, Saturday is last week's show. Sunday is the new show.
Exactly. So no plans in particular yet for Sunday's show, but on Saturday's show, like I said, we talk about RTX. We have got... What else? Oh, we talk about Big Phone. We talk about Mask, because Mask are having a comeback tomorrow, the next day, something like that.
Mm.
And we talk about
so
I remember
much
their
things.
Name. K-Much, because K-Much are having a comeback as well.
Right.
They're Crayon Pup's little boy group.
Oh, cool. There you go. Plenty to cover off. So how do we find you on social media?
Well, you can search How To Chopstick.
Yep.
On Twitter and Instagram. And
great.
Our Facebook is obviously Asian Pop Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And then for YouTube, you can search How To Chopstick. And then if you really want to check out our new gaming channel, we're In The Coop. Everyone has to enjoy my beautiful pun. In The Coop. In The Co-op.
Mm.
Mm.
Cool.
Wow.
Did you hear earlier in the week that Miss Mo from Kville Radio will be having
right
her show
you.
Follow you on a Saturday and a Sunday night?
I know.
How cool
it's
is that?
Two for one.
K-pop back.
Siobhan,
oh.
And then you get Kville afterwards.
So much K-fun.
Mm.
Yeah.
K, why not?
If you're okay with that. We're going to leave it there. Thanks for being part of it, Siobhan.
That's okay.
Here's Perfume with Flash, Asian Pop Radio.
Good luck.
This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio. How do the wheels on the bus go, Jeanette?
Go Kai Kai Kai.
They go Kai Kai Kai, and we've got him on the line. On a bus, somewhere in Melbourne.
Hey.
How you going?
What up, guys? Going great. What about you?
Going well. Where exactly are you going?
I'm on a bus home from Springvale.
Hey, from Springvale. Good times.
Oh, shout out to Springvalians.
I know, right?
I did a very stupid thing. So I had Nando's before I had a dinner date.
Yeah.
And you know what happened? After I ate all the food on the dinner date, I like freaked my guts out. I'm just like,
so you had a meal before your dinner date. So you did a pre-meal before your meal.
Awful.
Wow.
You know what my ironic thing is? That he actually reminded me that had a dinner date with him and I didn't even realize, so I got Nando's and I'm just like, oh, dude.
I thought you were going to say that you did something unfortunate with a peri-peri sauce that resulted in a lot of pain.
Putting it in your eye?
Nah. Do you know, like, this is sharing way too much information, but you know when you, like, are cooking with chili and then you forget to wash your hands and then you go to the bathroom later and, you know, give it a bit of a shake?
So yeah, I talk
my
about
friend, my friend did that one. That was hilarious.
It can be Bernie's. It can be Bernie's. It can be Bernie's for girls. It can be Bernie's for boys.
Hey, Bernie's for everyone.
Us young people aren't like you anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you guys, I just cop it from every direction, don't I? And not in a good way.
Cop all the Bernies.
Yeah, so how's it like being back on the show, like running it again, chat? Sorry, I swear too much.
That's all right. It's cutting out anyway, so you can get away with it.
How long have I been?
No, but we're good. We're good. We're excited about being back in the studio together.
Yes, not really.
We've been longing for it.
You guys excited for the next anime segment?
Always.
Yeah.
I've been
talking
about it.
But not next week, because my friend M's, like, you know, busy and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is she back with us next week? Are you both back with us next week?
Yeah, we are. We're going to do anthropomorphic animal anime. So instead of focusing, like, on, you know, human shit, we're going to focus on, like, you know, animals and anime. It's going to be amazing.
Fantastic.
So we're probably going to lay it down with, like, you know, two anime recommendations and an anime film to do with, like, anthropomorphic beings.
Great.
Lay me down. Get me laid. Yeah. I'm prepared. Wow. I'm ready.
Mm. Oh, dear. Wow. Stephen,
okay. Yep.
Can't wait for you to be in here with us again. It's been a long time. And, you know, you and Emily have such an amazing dynamic. And it's always a lot of fun. So thank you for being back for 2017 on Asian Pop Radio.
No problem.
Look forward to having you in.
We'll be pumped and we'll see you.
Huh?
All right. We'll be pumped for it.
Yeah, shout out to everyone on the bus from Springvale.
Oh, God, no. I'll get you.
Thanks, Kai.
Say what?
Okay, bye.
This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio. Remember to validate your ticket before you get off.
It's make sure you touch on and touch off.
Well, haven't we just come to the end of another week of the Jeanette and Jay John Show?
I don't want to be mean, but we need to wrap it up because I've got to go to the Immigration Museum tonight.
Yes, tonight is the Asia Pop Courtyard at the Immigration Museum as part of Asia Topper.
Topper.
Yeah, Topper.
Topper.
Like Oppa. Oppa. Topper. No, that didn't work. Oh, that was bad.
Okay, see ya.
Remember to follow us on
DJ
Twitter.
DJ, play that next year. At Asian Pop Radio.
Remember to follow us on Facebook.
Facebook.com/Asian Pop Radio.
Remember to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Podomatic. Search for Asian Pop Radio.
Pop Radio on Podomatic.
Remember to go to our website.
AsianPopRadio.com.
Remember to message us. Tell us what you're thinking about the show, what you'd like to hear, ideas, whatever. We actually check our messages now.
Yeah.
We're doing a good job of that.
I do it most of the time.
Yeah. Until next week, don't forget the top 10 countdown is on right now with Travis. Thank you, Trav.
Till next time, we still don't have a sign-off.
Chopsticks and BS on Saturdays and Sundays at 7 p.m. The best of the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Saturday and Sunday morning.
And now the Mo 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 Show.
How do you like her? You're going to like her.
After the show.
Right after Chaz and Bridget on Saturdays and Sundays.
Siobhan and Bridget.
Yeah. Don't forget to download our app and tell your friends to download our app. We're getting, like, more and more downloads of the app, which is really exciting. It means people are at least downloading our app.
It's just the most convenient way to listen to us.
It is. It really is. Yeah. Okay. See you, bye.
See you, bye. Stop. I have to fart.